Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. Protests in Columbus against police brutality and the death of George Floyd by Minneapolis police has spurred the Columbus Urban League young professionals to take action. The call-off is an economic protest, an effort to highlight racism in our society with Black workers staying home from work. With me to talk about that is Nick Bankston, president of the Columbus Urban League Young Professionals. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Debbie.
Do you have any idea of the number of people participating in this?
We don't know the exact numbers. We called for folks, not just Black folks, but allies and all those that have seen the protests and have wanted to get involved. And maybe protesting in the streets may not be their form, but they wanted to have different options to share their protests. So we're not sure of the exact numbers. We've been getting fantastic feedback from those that have been calling off. And also getting, looks at what they are doing on social media. You know, we ask folks to call up, but we also ask them to take action, whether that's completing their census, registering to vote, because we all have a role to play in this moment.
How many people of your 400 members have participated this week?
We are still trying to figure out what that count is. And our goal is that the message was heard that everyone has a role to play in this, even our corporate community and employers, they have a voice in this as well.
And this effort is meant to highlight the importance of Black people in the workforce. What kind of impact do you think the call-off will have then?
I think the impact will be that we are trying to send a message to those larger corporations that we need not only their support and solidarity via email or understanding how we feel, but we need their voice and their support in bringing justice to this city and also to our country. And they are able to use that voice and use the power and influence that they have to bring justice not only for George Floyd, but for so many others across this country.
We've heard of how the coronavirus pandemic has left many people, especially Blacks and other minorities, on the front line in the jobs they fill, such as bus drivers, grocery store workers, and medical personnel. Are you calling on those workers to join this effort as well?
No, we made it clear at the beginning that this is for non-essential workers. So we need those bus drivers. We need those folks to make sure that essential employees are able to get where they are going. We need our folks in the healthcare sector to ensure that they are there to help with any injuries that may come from either protesting or to address the other pandemic that we are facing. Right, we're in the midst of two of them. One being that of racism and systemic racism that we have felt for generations, and the other a real threat to our public health, that being COVID-19.
It seems like it's almost a luxury then for people to be able to do this.
And I will say that for many folks, that it is a luxury and it may be a privilege that we can do that. But we have to stand with those brothers and sisters on the front line and make a sacrifice as well.
The election this year is considered pivotal to the future of this country. Is your group planning to encourage young people to participate?
Absolutely. Everyone has to show up. Truly, the future of our country, the soul of our country is on the line in this election. And it's not just about the president. It's about all those officials up and down the ticket. And we have to send a strong message that we are not going back to normal, that we are demanding a new normal where injustice is rooted out, where systemic racism is rooted out. And we need to make sure that we send a clear message to the next group of people that we send to Washington, D.C., that we send to the State House, that we send to the City Hall or any other elected office, that this is our agenda. It is America's agenda to become a greater nation that truly lives up to its values, which is justice for all people.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with Nick Bankston, president of the Columbus Urban League Young Professionals. Thanks again.
Thank you.